Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.
Good afternoon to you, Mucha Mlingo.
Hey, Zama, how are you doing today?
Yeah, man, very well, thank you. And how are you doing?
I am good. It's a beautiful day in Cape Town today, so no complaints from me.
Oh, wow, lovely, man. And, you know, quite rare for a beautiful day in Cape Town. I'm glad that the sun is out to play.
Yes, it is.
Oh, fantastic, man, fantastic. Now, we're going to be talking about leadership and EQ. And yes. Some of us who are listening to the show, and some may be inspiring to be in a leadership role, and there's an emotional element that you must be considering if you want to be in a leadership role. And so it's what helps you to successfully coach teams, manage stress, deliver feedback, and collaborate with others.
Yep.
And it's called emotional intelligence. And it's one of the most sought-after interpersonal skills in the workplace. And over the next few weeks, the EQ coach is already joining us on the line. Mucha Mlingo is going to be sharing some important insights and lessons on EQ and leadership. And we're starting today focusing on leading with empathy. Now, Mucha, why is EQ so important in an organizational professional setting and also for an individual in their private capacity?
I think what I've learned, Zama, is that the higher up you go, the less it's about your technical competence and the more it's about your being able to connect with and lead people. Because the reality is, as you grow in leadership, you're now delivering more and more through people. When I work as an individual contributor, it's all about me. And there's a chance that my ability to connect with others doesn't matter. When I start leading, it's different. EQ becomes so important because it's about your ability to connect with your emotions and the emotions of others.
Yeah. Very important. Now, empathy in the context of leadership and EQ, how do we get to understand that? How do we define that?
So empathy, for me, is so critical, and it's something, it's a skill
that is often overlooked or even downplayed. And often when I'm talking to leaders, they perceive empathy as being soft. So I'm happy that you've asked us to really talk about why this is so important, because as a leader, empathy is just about recognizing that people are people, they are human beings, and so that being a human being means you come with a perspective, you come with a context, you come with a background, you bring yourself to the workplace, right? You're not a machine. And so because I've brought myself to the workplace, because my team has brought themselves to the workplace, I then need to lead mindful that these are people, right? And they have life they are living. And sometimes life that they are living is not being so kind to them. And so I need to be mindful of that. And what research shows is that leaders who lead with empathy, which is, you know, really connecting to people, understanding their perspective, seeing them as human beings, giving them the benefit of the doubt, leaders who lead that way are more successful. They actually get more out of the people they lead.
What causes that? Is it because people react more softly to empathy, or they want to give their best when they see empathy? What causes that? Or they feel that they're being bribed?
Not even. I think it's just because we're humans, right? And we connect to that humanness. If, for example, let's use a very simple example, a simple illustration. Let's imagine that I'm a mother of two. Let's imagine when my kids were a lot younger. I wake up in the morning and my nanny doesn't turn up, right? And I now have a crisis. I have small kids at home. I need to figure out what to do with them. I had not planned for this. My nanny is not here. If I have the kind of boss who supports me in that moment, supports me in figuring out what the plan B is, and is understanding of where I'm coming from, when I am asked to stay a little later, a week later, I'm more mindful that this is someone who has gone out of their way for me And so I'm willing to go out of my way for them. It's not bribery. It's literally just the fact that we recognize that we're humans, right? And that humans are living life. And we don't live life. You know, it's not like it's a box that you say, I'm containing my personal in this box. And then somehow in the morning, I exit that box and walk into the work box. There's nothing like that. My life is you know, it bleeds over into each other. And I think that when leaders recognize that, they lead more effectively. Now, it doesn't mean that anything goes. Because that's the fear I hear from a lot of leaders, that, no, but if I'm empathic, people will take advantage. There'll not always be reasons why they can't come to the office. Leaders who are high in empathy are also great at setting boundaries. They're also great at holding people accountable. So let's go to my example, right, of I have a crisis and my nanny has not shown up. And so as a result of trying to figure out a solution, I end up coming to work a couple of hours late. So a leader who is empathic is not calling me every 5 minutes asking me where I am or why I'm not here. However, that very same leader helps me to understand that I still need to deliver on my work for that day. And so the question is, all right, Mucha, now that you had this crisis averted, I'm really glad we're able to, you know, support you in getting the kids to your mom or whatever it is we did. How can I help you to ensure that you still deliver on your deliverables for today? So we know how to provide what people need because they're humans, but at the same time, hold them accountable to what they need to deliver on. So it's not either or.
You know, I'm glad you're mentioning that, because it would have been my next question, because more often than not, some of people like that would be taken advantage of, because the people would think that, nah, he's a softy. So I can arrive a little late and I'm going to just tell a little white lie and et cetera, et cetera. But I'm glad that you're saying that they're actually able to set boundaries firm on that, so that the team understands that while we are able to understand your situation, you got to also understand that deliverables have to be met.
Deliverables matter, 100%.
But now, does it mean that the leader with EQ has got to go an extra mile all the time?
I think that, you know, remember we've set the context of having boundaries. We've set the context of being accountable. I think that, again, sometimes as a leader, you may have to have tough conversations or make tough decisions. Perhaps we have a client who is a little demanding, and at the last minute, the client is expecting us to leap from tall buildings, right? And perhaps we can leap from tall buildings, but it's going to require a bit of a push for the team. Then it means that the leader needs to be able to push the team to leap from these tall buildings, obviously providing all the safety that's required, etc. So I think that, you know, it's about a give and take. But what research shows is that leaders who are empathic, leaders who really take the time to understand team members on an individual basis, understand where they're coming from, and allow flexibility within those boundaries you've talked about, with the accountability we've talked about, those kind of leaders, when they then say, guys, we have to pull an all-nighter because this is required by tomorrow. I apologize. The client has given us very short notice, but you all know this is a key client and this client is very important to our portfolio. People will immediately start calling home to make arrangements, right? I'm not coming home tonight because, and can we have some pizza? You know what I mean? People will jump to the task because they're working with someone who they know, if roles are reversed, will do the same for them. Right? But if you're a tyrant, and you're the kind of leader where, you know, you're always pushing the team unreasonably so, and they never really get anything from you in return, that's really going to start causing problems. And you're not going to get the best out of the team.
So it's a give and take, as it were.
It really is, yes. It really is. But I really want to emphasize, Anna, because this is what comes up with leaders time and time again. Empathy is not being soft. So if you are a soft leader and your team takes advantage of you, that is not empathy. That is not what empathy is. I don't know what that is. You know, it's trying to be friends with your team. That is not what empathy is. Empathy is not being soft. Empathy is taking into consideration your team's perspective. And here's the thing, Zama, it means sometimes I hear you, but I can't. Yeah. So I hear you that you have a crisis, but sometimes as a leader, I have to make that tough call that I hear where you're coming from. I recognize that this person was very close to you and you really would like to go to their funeral, but I'm sorry, there's no way I can send you for a funeral because we have to deliver on X, Y, Z. You know, if it was possible, I would definitely allow you to go. But in this instance, because it's not your immediate family, I'm sorry, we're going to have to deny your request for leave.
You know, right? somebody may be asking, Mucha listening, that, okay, this is quite nice. And they actually touched on something very important that normally leaders with high IQ would normally also be able to set out boundaries. But one may then ask, how do I then maintain those boundaries? Is it possible all the time?
I think it is. I think it is. And I think it's very important as a leader. It's very important for the team to know exactly where the boundary is, because otherwise, unfortunately, you do get team members who then want to take advantage of, you know, your wanting to be there for them. You're wanting to really consider their perspective. You're wanting to ensure that you're creating an environment that is psychologically safe where they can show up and be their best. You know, it's not everyone who has good intentions, right? So those boundaries are very important. It's important that they're established. It's important that they're maintained so that, you know, the team is aware that, yes, don't think my kindness means that you can get away with murder. At the end of the day, I expect you to deliver. And I think that is important. That's what leadership is. Remember what I said, that as you lead, you're driving results to people. It's no longer about you delivering. If as a leader you find that you're still the one doing everything, then there's something very wrong there. So those boundaries are very important.
Yeah, I think that's quite, and I'm glad that you mentioned that, because I think that's an indicator. Because if you end up having to do everything as a leader, you know, trying to cover up for your stuff, then maybe it's not a good enough way to lead with EQ, because then you end up being the one who now has to push work because you are very understanding. The guys have got home responsibilities. They need to be there. And you end up being the one now who's who's supposed to be pushing the work, and because the boundaries have not been set very clear.
100%. And so that's not leadership, right? Leadership is being able to work with your team members, to motivate your team members, to connect with your team members so that they can deliver. So if you're doing all the work, that's not leadership, right? And so this is why having those boundaries is important. And this is why I say empathy is not being nice. It's not about giving people a pass all the time. Empathy is having those tough conversations and indicating. I've noted that in the last three staff meetings we've had, you've arrived late. Right? Let's have a conversation about why that is the case and how you are going to resolve that issue, because it is not acceptable for you to come late. It disrupts our meeting and your contributions in the meeting are critical.
Yeah.
So we're delayed because we're waiting for your feedback. So it's about setting those boundaries and sometimes having to set them repeatedly and holding the team accountable. So for me, empathy has boundaries and accountability. Those three closely intertwined.
I like the fact that you are saying that sometimes you may have to set them repeatedly, because, you know, sometimes when you say something once and people just get serious just for that moment, and then a month later, 2 months later, everybody has forgotten about it and they've gone back to normal settings. And so I think as a leader, to be able to maintain those boundaries, I think that repetition, I like that it's got to be repeated, that guys, remember why we're here, remember what is important here, etc. So people know that this is a workplace. It's not Uncle Charlie's place.
Yes, exactly.
Mucha, thank you so much, man, for your time. It's a fantastic one. I'm looking forward to the other sessions that we're going to be having. But for this afternoon, blessings and thank you to you.
Thank you for having me. Goodbye for now.
Lovely. Thank you. Bye-bye.
You are tuned into Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.